Tashani, tell us a little bit about what Small Days and Nights is actually about. Where are we going with this beautiful narrative?
So this is a novel that's set on the coast in rural Tamil Nadu, which is in South India, a place where I live. And it's a story about a woman who discovers she has a sister later in life who'd been institutionalized. And I suppose she has a sort of midlife crisis, and she abandons her marriage in the United States. She comes home to move into this house that she inherited from her dead mother and the sister. And it's really about that landscape, which is very beautiful, but also sort of environmentally fragile because it's on the coast. There's also land grabbers and developers who are trying to intimidate her. There's the sister that she's having to take care of, and she's trying to understand why her parents kept this a secret from her. And it's, at its heart, it's a story about sisters and families and secrets, but I suppose it's also about a woman in India who's trying to make her way alone without the structures of family and marriage and all of those things, and how she perceives danger, her fears, her insecurities. And Grace, who's my main character, is a kind of flawed character. She's trying to do morally the right thing, but she struggles. And so the novel is really an unfolding of this very small story, and it's called Small Days and Nights because I'm interested in telling the story of a large country like India through a small story.
Now, it's very difficult for women often in any society to manage on their own, both economically and socially too. Is it more difficult for her in that particular milieu, in that area of India?
I think for her it's less the case of economically, because she does inherit money when her mother leaves her, but it's more the inheritance, to use Kiran Desai's title, the inheritance of loss, in a way, to try and understand how she must proceed in her life. She's somebody who didn't want children for herself, but then she inherits this grown-up sister that needs care, and so she slips into this role of caregiver because she feels it's the right thing to do. But because I grew up with a brother with Down syndrome, I wanted to write about the experience of that and how it's completely changed and transformed my life, but also the difficulty of that, you know. So I didn't want to sentimentalize that role. I wanted to write it truly, to say, you know, that it brings a lot of sensitivity and joy in your life, but it's also hard, and especially if you lack the support systems. And so for disability in India, for instance, you know, people are quite abandoned. The state doesn't really support a structure. So it's about feeling adrift, and also the invisibility of it, you know, the fact that you don't see people who are differently abled. And so you wonder, like, where are they? Who is looking after them? What kind of a society are we if we abandon the people who need it most?
Well, often in Indian society, it ends up being the unmarried girls in the family who end up taking on that responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it you know, it's very difficult. It also depends on class, on money, on care. You know, I know, for instance, in my brother's school, a lot of the kids there are really abandoned and come from poorer families. And for them, it's just this thing of, this is the one extra thing that we cannot take care of. In wealthier families, it could be a question of shame. It's really a thing of how we look at this this issue. And for me, it was important to have a woman protagonist. And for me, it was very important to have her slightly flawed. So she leaves her sister with a woman from the village, and she goes off into the city because she wants to drink and she wants to have fun, and she has a boyfriend there, or a man that she's seeing. And it's really about this push and pull of her wanting to do the right thing, failing, and then eventually, I think, to the end of the novel, arriving at some resolution which is comfortable for everybody. And so it's this question of you know, the responsibilities that women take on, as well as you said, the ones that are thrust upon them.